Well, folks, this is it. The Lord woke me up last night and said, this is it. This is it. You know, our time for the rapture is so close. And I thank the Lord for all of his wisdom and the people that he saved in the last few hours, the last few moments. You know, by the Holy Spirit, the mightiest works are done. Unless you are in communion with him, you won't realize what he's doing. Because this move of God is so huge, we can only see fragments of it. But what the Lord shows us in visions and dreams and communication, it's astounding what he's really doing through his people who love him and the people who respond to his love. See, when a sinner gets saved, he responded to the love of God. The word of God spoken by the speaker, the sower, has light in it to illuminate the spirit man of any hearer, whether they're saints or sinners. The same word that illuminates sinners in the first place to be Christians, that same word can illuminate people who are already saved. Give us light so we can see. And I've said it many times, and I'm going to say it again. The people who receive the greatest revelation from the Lord, they are people who walk in love. The people who understand the revelation of the Lord are people who operate according to his wonderful love. Even if they're not preachers, even if they just got saved, the people who receive his word, hear me good, the people who receive his word are those who walk in love. Those who have no love in their heart, they have a hard time hearing and understanding and receiving God's word. They have the hardest time. And people who reject the love of God, they're even worse. When you can receive revelation and know things of God, have tasted the way of the Holy Spirit, and then reject it, that's the worst thing ever. And many people have fallen away from the truth of God's word. They may still go to church, they may still pay tithes, but their motives are crushed. And their conscience is seared with a hot iron. They can see the truth and hate it, just like the Pharisees. Now, what happened in the old times is an example for us so that we don't fall into the same pit that they fell into. Instead of being the people of God, they were the people of hell. And they influenced people wrong. And the people they influence are much worse than they are. The Pharisees and the priest, Sadducees, and they turned Jesus over to Pilate and demanded that Pilate crucify him. They wanted Jesus dead, and Pilate was more honorable than all the Israelites who were in this problem, who wanted Jesus dead. He tried to get Jesus. He tried to give him to the people. And the people shouted worse than the Pharisees. And Jesus came and healed their kin and fed them and blessed them. And they hated him. Now this problem exists today in the church. People in God's own body. In the body of Christ, people. There are those who fell out of love with God and in love with the world, and they became the enemy of God. And the enemy used dead doctrines of devils, seducing spirits to cause them to block the gates of heaven. So the Lord gave them over to their own will. they got to a point that they wouldn't listen. But he gave them fair warning. He told the Laodicean church, because you're lukewarm, I'll spit you out of my mouth if you don't repent. And some people repented, thank God for them. They fell back in love with God and they started honoring God again in their heart. See, the performance of man is just a dog and pony show, unless it's real. Going to church, hearing God's word, loving people in sincerity, that's what, that makes the difference. But people who walk in love, they go to church with a purpose of healing. They want to heal from the inside out, and they want to help others heal from the inside out if they can. They go to church. They do the same works for the right reasons. But when people do the same works for the wrong reasons, that's because their heart. It's always about the heart. And some people have gotten so disgruntled and they saw such negativity, they just stayed at home and watched church on TV and prayed and kept fellowship with the Lord. Now that wasn't God's perfect will for them, but that's what they did. And some people did it to survive, because they didn't know the wiles of the devil. The devil will work anywhere, any place that he can. And he divided the homes of God's people. Because once anybody start looking at the world and liking what's over there, they are forming, a death is forming in them. And they're slowly turning away from the things of God and into the ways of Satan. And just like the Pharisees, when the whole thing is finished, they die and they don't like God anymore. And that's not God's will. It's not his best. It's not his will for them. That's what they chose. And the Lord tried to stop it. And people say God is in control. No, man is in control. You are in control of what happens to you. You know, another Baptist preacher, he preached the same message. He addressed the people about God being in control. He said, no, if God was in control, everybody would do right. But men are in control and they don't do right. And he told the truth. Because God didn't make Adam do anything. He told him what to do and it was up to him. That meant Adam had dominion over the earth. This is where we have dominion, not God. We want God to have dominion over us because he should be our king. But he's not your king unless you surrender your life to his. When a man said, Lord, I will do whatever you say, now he's getting down to business. He's trusting the God who loves him. And the alternative is people that love the world, the enemy used their greed and their lust and their pride to control them, to do what he wants to do. There are rich people that's afraid to live. They're afraid to spend money. They're afraid that they're going to be poor one day. The enemy's got them bound up like a spider has a fly. They can't control their own destiny. They can't help people. They're afraid to give. They're afraid to love. They're afraid to enjoy their own life. And in all of their life, they have a mad quest to get richer. They're in jail. They just don't know it. They're not even free. And they're really not even rich. Satan owns what they have because of their fear. They're living a tormented life. There are people who try to have fun all the time. And their fun becomes their captivity. Their lust, their greed, their drunkenness, their drug habit. They're in jail. They're in bondage, even against their own will. They wish they could be free, but they can't see themselves free anymore. And some commit suicide because their life is so tormented. You're not going to win playing Satan and trying to win against him in your own strength. He's an illusionist. And he will give you lying illusions till you dead. He even has illusions to sap the life out of you. You feel nobody loves you, nobody cares what happened. Might as well kill you. So he's crazy. All of it is illusion. God loves all of us. Even those who did the wrong thing. And the Lord, he made his love so available for us so we can come out of the well of captivity. So we could come out of our problem. So we could live and not linger against life. Against life. Some people are lingering against life. They're not living. Nothing's fun anymore. Sometimes they have healthy bodies and they're lingering. They have good things going for them, a family that they can't appreciate, that loves them. Their family loves them, but they can't appreciate them because they're depressed. Why are they depressed? They're looking at the wrong thing. If we nourish our heart with the Word of God, life will come to us. The life of God will well up in you. Be like a well in you. Living water. Living thoughts. Living suggestions. Living advice. Kindness. Goodness. And the very thing that people avoid is the thing that make you strong. Unfeigned love is the call of God's Word. Endeavor to have unfeigned love, not fake love. Feigned love is fake love. Unfeigned love is pure love. If you can love yourself and love God, then you'll also love man. If you're breathing, you love yourself. Because your body breathes because it wants to live. If you really hated yourself, you'll quit breathing. It's an instinct to protect yourself because your body wants to live. And if you think you want to die, before you die, you can always die. Don't just wait. Just don't. Don't do anything deadly. You don't have anything to lose if that's what you want to do, except your soul. Go protect your soul. Look in the Word of God and just read it for yourself. And you can pray and ask the Lord to help you understand. And He's right there with you. And if you fill your heart with the Word of God, you're going to have a desire again to live. And then you're going to have a desire to love yourself and others too. And all you have to do from there is act on that same love. And the wisdom of God is right there available for you to learn the true things of life, the things that make life worthwhile. And you can use your interest and the gifts that God has given you to start building your life and start repairing what was taken from you. You can start repairing what was damaged, and you can start gaining back what was taken from you. See, the world does the same thing that Satan does. The world and Satan is one. They're not divided. The world system invades the church. Wherever people go to sleep, that's where the world walks in and start this campaign. And it's secret. Men start lusting out the women and money and fame. Kenneth Hagin taught, don't put your eyes on the three G's. The girls, the glory, and the gold. But keep your eyes on God, and your whole body will be full of light. Every part of you will be full of light. Because your soul and your spirit is inside your body, and all of you will be full of light. And when the Lord comes back, we'll see him as he is, and our body will be perfected. We won't even desire, our body won't desire sin anymore. It's possible that your heart loves God and want to do right, and your mind and your body may desire sin. But you can control it. You can receive word of God in your heart. Your heart will get stronger and renew your mind. Now you got two against one, and your body, you can bridle it at your will. And it'll act right. Your body can even start desiring the things of God and not the things of the world. It is possible. A man was wanting to read the Bible for himself, but every time he sat in his armchair, his recliner, he'd fall asleep and not read. So he got mad. He said, I'm going to go find the most uncomfortable place in the house, and I'm going to read God's word somewhere where I can't fall asleep. So he decided to sit on the side of the bathtub. And the word of God started renewing his mind. It got in his heart. And then it was time for him to read. And he sensed that his body wanted to go sit on the side of the bathtub so he could read, because his own body wanted the word of God too. Now he could sense this. He said, no, you're stronger now. We can sit in the chair and read. See, once you get the word in you, you have stamina. Your body won't just take over and put you to sleep or find something else to do. But people who never study the word for themselves, it takes stamina to study God's word. It's not like a novel. It's not like the newspaper. You can sit down anywhere and read a newspaper, a magazine. You can stay up all night reading a novel. But pick up a Bible, you'll go right to sleep if you don't have any stamina. But when the word is alive in you, all the influences of Satan, they start falling off your life because you're being renewed with the word of God. He can't stick to you. Demons, they stick to you by deception and darkness. But the word of God, that's how people fall away. They don't fill their heart with God's word. And the influence of the word overtake them. The influence of the world overtake them through their own lust and desire, their enticements. But when they hear the word of God, an awakening starts happening. They start being quickened to the word. Life starts coming to them. Gradually, precept over time, they're strong. And they find themselves standing where they used to fall. They find themselves enjoying life when they used to have sorrow. They find themselves being strong when they used to be weak, and generous when they used to be stingy. And generosity is an extension of your love towards others. It's important to know what God is doing. It's important to understand, to receive the life of God, to know what God is doing. It's very important that we all take our place in life. God has good things in store. He's right there to help. And see, now this is it. The rapture is about to happen. Now, anyone that hear this broadcast after the rapture, that mean that you, if you're here, you left. So don't take the mark. But before the rapture come, these are the things we need to know about. Those that are left, they chose to be here. They wouldn't repent, and they wouldn't come out of their own thoughts. They wouldn't come to the life of God. They rejected it. Because the Lord put a campaign out to help people come to him. He gave people fair warning. All over YouTube, there are people keep dreaming about the rapture dreams. If you listen to one, other links will come to it. Because see, the YouTube is like a magnet. Whatever you look at, it attracts other things of the same nature, good or bad. But there are so many people that have had dreams about the rapture because the Lord is giving people fair warning so we can all live. He's not after you. He's not trying to get you back for what you did wrong. He's trying to get your behind out of here alive. He can clean you up. He washed you in his blood. If you believe it applies, and you can be new, and you can be corrected, and you can live forever. But people who are too proud, they won't do that. They don't listen. Now, personally, I don't want to have anything in common with my enemy Satan. Jesus said, Satan comes and he has nothing in me. And I don't want to smell like Satan in God's nostrils. I don't want to look like him. I don't want to sound like him. I don't want any part of me to remind God of his enemy. I love God's word. I love his people. I love all men, all women, even those that don't agree with me, even those that desperately hate me. I love them. For real. True love. Why? Because God gave me love and it generated life in me, and I want the same thing for all people. Everybody everywhere. There's no hatred in me against anyone. And the lying tactics of Satan, he tries to divide people from those that can make them strong, those that can help them be healed. He tells the worldly people that the Christians are haters. And then he tells them that God accepts them in their sin, and he don't. He don't even accept his own people in their sin. He said, tell my people my return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left. Because he's going to protect heaven against all forms of sin. Whoever loves sin, they made a choice. And it has nothing to do with God. But those that are true in the word of God, they are his people. They believe in the blood of Jesus. They believe in the love of God. And they are those he's going to take with him. Because now is the time. Now I'm out of time. And the Lord is almost out of time too for the days of grace. Because he's about to judge the world system. But till next time, if there be a next time. I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.